This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
If you're dieting but don't want to give up wine, then at least avoid the sweet ones, right? Not so fast. Sometimes the truth hurts. Your waistline, that is. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
I have to admit that I was shocked to learn the truth about wine and calories. While I have often been quick to defend wine to dieters by comparing the calories in half a bottle of red wine to a granola bar, there are some things I should share with you beyond that revelation. If you think sweet wine must be higher in calories, you'd be wrong. The highest calorie wines tend to be those with the highest alcohol content. Alcohol has 7 calories per gram versus carbohydrates, which have 4 calories per gram. Sweet wines, with some exceptions, are significantly lower in alcohol. That means many sweet wines have less calories than dry wines. Now, I said there are exceptions, like champagnes and sparkling wines, which have added sugar and alcohol. The added amount is called le dosage, and it's added during the champagne-making process. Champagne contains as much as 175 calories per 5-ounce glass. A dry, high-alcohol wine has a similar amount of calories, while a glass of sweet wine may have as few as 110. So, if you're going to toast your diet, you may want to do it with white Zinfandel. Or maybe not. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.